This is an interview made with Owen Jensen. I'm not absolutely certain of the date, but I think it was around about 1970 on his one of his Music Ho programs.
I think there's a danger in being modern. And anyway, everybody has their own idea about what modern is. For example, if I write a piece sincerely, then it's modern because it's written by me and I happen to be living now. I don't think about the audience at all. I don't think one can. It does have repercussions. There's far too much grasping at straws and taking hold of the latest influence and utilising it for the greatest possible effect, etc., etc. I find, in retrospect, I think a composer can only judge his progress by looking back at what he's done. Not trying to say what he's going to do, because he can't. Seems to stem from an awareness of what's happening to the people around me. I'm sure ego has a lot to do with composing. Most artists are driven a great deal by their ego because they must think that what they've got to say is going to mean something to someone else. Angry young man feelings that I just can't help at the moment. who can take the latest innovations and make something of the lot, something new. I'm certainly not the person, but I think that's the way that I'll go in that direction.
This is the YSC program. We present a further program in our series featuring New Zealand composers, introduced by Owen Jensen.
When Edward Hanslick, the famous 19th century music critic, was an old man, he was asked why he still went on writing music criticism. Didn't he dread the prospect of the new season's concerts, recitals, and operas? He was asked. On the contrary, he said, the critic, he explained, has the advantage of constant exposure to new materials. Not a year passes, he said, but that the sources of artistic creation bring us a golden nugget or two or three. Well, gold nuggets in the way of new music are to be found in New Zealand, too. Some of them, are in tonight's programme of the music of four young New Zealand composers. Four new composers with the ball at their feet and a future, their future, ahead of them. Where they will be, where their music will be in 20, 50 or 100 years' time, doesn't matter. Enough that here are four lively people prospecting, discovering, enriching themselves and music with skill and imagination. John Cousins, his music we will look at first. Talking to John Cousins, I asked him, with all the pressures on the up-and-coming composer, did he feel he had to be mocked? But what will determine how the many styles available is a vocabulary today which you will use. Will this vocabulary be something that you feel within yourself or something which you feel has got to be in terms of your audience? How are you going to compose for tomorrow? For instance, you can see trends towards electronic music and so forth. What are you going to do about it? Is it necessary, or do you feel yourself it necessary in order to confirm in yourself what you want to do, to be a rebel, to be a demonstrator musically? In New Zealand, with New Zealand composers, composing doesn't seem to be, if I may put it this way, in the blood. They, so many of them are dilettantes. Now, I don't mean in the style they write, but their desire or lack of desire to write. Now, how strongly do you feel about composing? I haven't used that word. I've avoided it up till now. I use the word workman, or the old-fashioned one, if you like, craftsman. I haven't used the word creative artist. How do you feel about the difference?